Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. The Titans have named a defensive coordinator. We will get into that. Denard Wilson will serve as the Titans' next DC. The Predators fall to the LA Kings last night, 4-2. That was a game they needed, Willie. That's a tough one. That is one of those that I look at. I say, you hit the post how many times in the third period?
Four.
Four times in the third period in a had-to-have-it game. That's one of those just frustrating games. And it falls in line with the past couple of games that the Predators have played where I thought, okay, you play pretty well. And maybe the final score doesn't necessarily indicate it.
Yeah, that was one where it's just you shake your head and you say, it's just tonight it's not meant to be. I thought they really played well in everything that you can control in terms of your system, how often you have the puck, you know, are you playing the way you want to play? Do you have the puck? Yeah, you have the puck way more than the other team. You get more shots, you get more chances. 2-1 ratio in the chances. Mm-hmm. But the thing just didn't go in. Big save Dave, of all people.
Of all people.
One of the guys that, you know, has, you know, and he's a great guy. Dave, Big Save Dave is one of the funniest guys that you will meet. Bless his heart, he was not very good here. And when he had a great opportunity to maybe, you know, make a name for himself, kind of out of nowhere, he didn't really come through for them. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a great history here. And he has just been sort of a shuffle on to the next place and the next place. He was really the third guy to start the season for the Kings. He's only there because their number two guy got hurt.
Right.
And he's played really well for him twice against the Predators.
Yeah.
So It's just one of those you have to – you have to try to focus on the big picture and say, if you play this way more often than not, You'll get a good result. But yeah, just a tough way to go into the break where You're sitting there going, oh man, you're kind of like, where are we going? What's going on? So you have all these days to kind of stew over it. Mm-hmm. But I heard Andrew Burnett say this, and I believe this. If you look at the last couple of weeks, they've really been in a grind as far as where they've gone. Mm-hmm. It's hard for somebody who follows the team just stationed in Nashville to realize what that can do to you. And you know, you can't make excuses and stuff like that, but when you're flying to Vegas, LA, Arizona, come back for 2 days and then go back out to Minnesota, Edmonton, Ottawa, that does take its toll a little bit. And Brunette said, I was worried about our energy level, but hey, they outplayed them last night and didn't get the result. So he thinks the break is going to do them good. Mm-hmm. Last year I was worried that the break would come at a bad time because they won three in a row going to the break last year. And yeah, I was thinking, man, just when they're really getting some momentum, they have to stop playing for 10 days or whatever it is. I think this group, letting O'Reilly and Nyquist and McDonough, some of the veteran players who, man, are they leaning on, playing a huge – Roman Josi played 29 minutes last night. Those guys probably need a recharge. So I think hopefully that will be a positive, and then we'll see if they can – play a good last 31 games. I think they're going to be right in the race, even with the loss last night. I think the Kings are going to be in the playoffs. And I think it comes down to Nashville and two, three other teams going for that last spot. I think just like buckle your seatbelt when they come back and see what happens in the last 31.
It's a tough way to go into the break.
Tough one.
You just hope, because there's two different ways that you could come out of the break. It's we're recharged, mm-hmm, we're re-energized, and we're re-motivated to make that final push for the playoffs. Or it's the we've been off for a week, we're still, our minds are still in Cancun, so you can at least hope that it's the former rather than the latter. But yep. D-Mace joins us from Boston. D-Mace, how we doing?
Yes. How is Beantown?
Hey.
How is Beantown?
Beantown is cold. Got here yesterday. My son and I, DJ, we went to eat at a friend's of mine restaurant, The Table, here in Boston, which is a excellent, and I mean excellent, restaurant. So if you're in the Boston area, go visit The Table. Great food, great host. Jen, she was a former reporter for sports, and now she's a restaurateur and a chef. So we ate dinner last night. Now he's in class, and we will go to the Celtics and Lakers game tonight. And I told him, I said, listen, I said, this is your last year. We need to talk to LeBron, because every year you've been here, they've lost. We need to go out on a good note. The Lakers need to win tonight.
Now,
okay.
I'm gonna look this up, D-Mace. I don't want to rain on the parade here, but I feel like the Celtics have like an unbelievable record at home. Last I checked,
yeah, they do. I think they've lost one game, maybe two.
So this is an uphill just don't battle. Get thrown out. Okay, just whatever you do, don't get thrown out of the game.
We're gonna be watching that game.
They're 22-2 at home. The Celtics.
We're gonna be watching that game tonight and see security come down.
Don't give the Charles Oakley thing, okay, D-Mace? I know you love the Lakers. Just don't get thrown out.
Yeah, hey, escorting a familiar face out of the garden.
You got to know where you're at, okay? I'm in Boston. I'm nowhere near Nashville, so I will keep everything on a down low. You know, I keep my enthusiasm or my disgust on a down low. So, but, you know, I love Boston. I enjoy being here every time I'm here. So it's no different today.
It's a great town. I absolutely love Boston. But let's get into it because the Titans have hired their new defensive coordinator, rather. Brian Callahan has made his first DC or his first coaching hire, and Denard Wilson, defensive coordinator, who spent this past season as the Ravens defensive backs coach. And what do we know about the Ravens? An insane defense. One of the best defenses all the way across the board. Up front, run defense, pass defense, getting pressure on the quarterback. But looking more specifically at Jannard Wilson and his unit, the number 5 ranked pass defense, they only gave up on an average about 192 passing yards a game. Kind of put that into perspective, the Titans were giving up about 228. So pretty big difference there. Kyle Hamilton in his second year with the Ravens. Of course, the Ravens safety, he was an all-pro this past year. The Ravens were tied for the second most interceptions in the NFL, 18 interceptions on the season. Also, to put that in perspective, Titans were dead last with a whopping 6. So,
nice.
Just, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, 6 whole interceptions.
And they got the 6th in the last game. There was,
yep.
It wasn't looking good there for a while.
Yeah, a couple of those interceptions came when you were already out of the playoffs.
Who was I can't remember the linebacker that it was a tip ball, right? That got caught against the Jags.
Mm-hmm.
And he barely got, I mean, that's when they gave that stat. I was like, golly, I knew it was low, but 6? That's it? Wow.
6.
Yeah, they're not an opportunistic defense.
About one
the
third
Titans.
An interception a game.
Exactly. But look at this. And you know, obviously, you know, Brian Callahan and Rand Carthon are putting together, they're putting together a young coaching staff. If you look at the head coach in his age, if you look at the defensive coordinator in his age, in his experience, I'm sure they probably will be going that same route with the OC because you figure Brian Callahan will be making a call. So you probably are not leaning more toward a older, experienced OC. You want somebody young that you're going to bring in here that is going to be aligned with Brian Callahan and what he wants to do from an offensive standpoint. So it seems like Rand Carthon, and Rand has history with the new defensive coordinator. I believe their history goes back to San Fran. The Rams.
They
the Rams. It went back to the Rams.
Started early in their career with the Rams from 2012 to 2016.
Exactly. So he has history with the DC. But look at these numbers. You know, obviously we know McDonald was the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, and now he's since moved on to the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, I believe. But look at these stats. Finished first in completion percentage allowed, passing yards per attempt, pass touchdown and interception ratio, and passer rating allowed on deep passes. They were the tops amongst those statistical categories. And yeah, you can contribute it to McDonald, the defense coordinator, but we're talking about the defensive backs. Mm-hmm. Marlon Humphrey missed a chunk of last season. Stevens solidified himself as a starter, a high quality starter in that defense. We know, you know, what Hamilton can do and what he was able to do this season. So that secondary, along with that front, I think they run a 3-4 front. So we're we're going to anticipate they're going to run a 3-4. But he said before, hey, listen,
Gotta be
defenses are
multiple.
multiple. Exactly. Defenses are multiple. They may start out at a 3-4, may switch to a 4-3, may switch to a bare front. You just never know with this type of defense, judging by what we've seen of the Baltimore defense. But I tell you, if these numbers are any indication of what he can do as a potential defensive coordinator, then man oh man, we should be looking at this hire as a really, really good hire for the Tennessee Titans.
You know, one thing I try to avoid because it's so exciting when you say, well, he just came from the staff of the Ravens and they had a great defense. So he's just going to do that defense there. Like, I think there's got to be something more to it.
Exactly.
D-Mace hit, I think, a big theme, and that is you're putting together a very young staff. This is going to be exciting, but at the same time, you're going to be like, let's see what they got. There's
a lot
not a
of
lot of
experience there.
Experience. Yeah. So I'm asking myself, okay, give me some other stuff about Denard Wilson. Now, he's been on some other interesting staffs that have different philosophies. You know, for example, he was with Greg Williams, a name from Titans past, right? The D-Mace knows very well. And what do we know about Greg Williams? Aggressive, blitzing, you know, a lot of stuff. And he's been in some other defenses that aren't quite as aggressive, right? And, you know, they've seen different kind of play callers on the other side. I think all of this is like valuable background when you're becoming a defensive coordinator. You don't want to just be in one system for one successful guy. I think it's probably good to have a variety of experiences for other successful ways of going about it. The other thing that jumps out to me that's kind of unique is he played high school ball. Like, you named like programs in high school outside of your area that you've heard of, right? Callahan played at De La Salle High School, one of the most famous high school football programs
Bishop
going.
Gorman is another
Yeah.
one. Everybody knows that one.
So Denard Wilson played football. It's much more known for basketball, but D-Mace will remember this. DeMatha in D.C. Like, that's a really storied high school. They had a coach named Morgan Wooten. I went to his basketball camp one summer just because I'd heard all these great things about him. They churned out incredible numbers of Division I basketball players. But I wonder what the football program was like. I'd love to ask Wilson someday about that. But I wondered, like, you learn leadership skills. These are all things that you have to have when you go from being a position coach to a coordinator, and we're all going to be asking the question, okay, let's see how he does this as a coordinator. We've never seen it before.
Yeah, and when you look at his recent history, I mean, it looks like everywhere that he has gone, when he's there, there's a lot of success, and when he leaves, there's not a lot of success. So you look at Baltimore's defense in 2022, and of course, every single year, Baltimore is known for being a tough, hard defense. But in 2022, in Mike McDonald's first year as the defensive coordinator, Baltimore ranked 26th in pass defense. This past year, fifth. And so is that due to Denard Wilson, what he did and his coaching, or was it due to players? Was it due to Mike McDonald in his second year in Baltimore? That I can't answer. But when he was in Philly, you know, he was in Philadelphia from 2021 to 2022. Well, in 22, Philadelphia had the best pass defense in the entire NFL. They give up less than 180 pass yards a game. They had the second best defense in the NFL. This past year, it took a nosedive. Not only did Philly's offense really start to hurt, more so in the second half of the season, but they gave up almost 70 more yards on average a game than they did the year before. Again, they gave up 180 pass yards a game in 2022, 253 a game this past year. They were the 31st ranked pass defense. Now, they didn't have C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They did have him in 2022, but I don't know if C.J. Gardner-Johnson is the difference between a top five pass defense and one of the worst in the league. You still have James Bradbury, who was an All-Pro the year before. You still have Darius Slay. And again, I don't know if that's due to Denard Wilson or due to other factors, due to personnel, due to a shakeup, you know, anywhere else in the coaching staff. But that it does at least give me encouragement of the places where he's gone. They've been successful before he got there or after he leaves. It's not very successful.
So what you're saying, he's not Deion Sanders. Gardner, he's not Deion Sanders. So if you remove
Hey,
him
he
from
could be.
that defense. No, but the Lions pass defense isn't like they're lighting it up anyway. Here's what I see, Caroline and Willie, because when Brian Callahan got hired, he preached, you know, teaching. He's about teaching. He's not about yelling. He's about trying to understand the players, getting them to understand why we're running what we're running. And then if they don't get it, teach them and show them how and why we're doing this, and find a way to so it can sink in for them so they can understand what's going on. Now, you look at Denard Wilson, same way. It's not necessarily about, you know, is it necessarily because of him or not? He wasn't the DC at these places.
Right.
But it's about teaching. He's a good, it seems like everywhere he's went, he's been a teacher. And when you're a teacher and guys are able to go out there and you're able to teach these guys, and then they're able to take from the classroom to the field and implement the same things, that's what you want in a coach that can put you in a position to succeed, a coach that's a teacher. And it seems like Denard Wilson is a teacher to go along with Brian Callahan, who's already said he's a teacher of the game as well. So mm-hmm. Not only are you just getting football coaches, you're getting teachers. And I think this is why, you know, you look at Baltimore before he got there, the secondary, and then while he was there, that's why they went from being, you know, at the bottom half to tops in the NFL. You look at Philadelphia, they went from the bottom half to the tops of the NFL. Why? Because Denard Wilson is more of a teacher. Those guys gravitate to him. They want to learn. So when you're a teacher and you teach these guys and put them on the field, they're able to go out there and do the things that you're asking. So I think, you know, in this situation, they need teaching. These guys need teaching, because that secondary was not good last year, and they were not good the year before. So they need someone to come in and be more of a teacher than anything.
I think that's a great point. And D-Mace, I'm sure you've come across this. And Caroline, you've probably in your athletic ventures come across people like this. They know a lot. You know, they really understand the game. But when they try to then convey it and teach it, or get everybody to understand what they're trying to do, That's a different skill.
Yeah, like, I don't know how good of a coach Tom Brady would be.
Well, there's a lot of them.
Things like, that he can do and see that he just can't coach.
Right. Wayne Gretzky, I think, comes to mind, too. Yeah. He was never a great coach. I mean, there's a lot of great players. In fact, the greater the player, it's harder to be a coach. And the marginal player, probably, who observes more, listens to people, get the message across more, ex-catchers and baseball tend to make good managers. It's just you understand how everything fits together. So I think that's the key skill when you go from position coach to coordinator of the whole scheme. And so your ability to get everybody to buy in and be on the same page, that's what we have to find out if Wilson can do.
And look, just from the numbers, from everything that I have heard and read, it looks like he's a pretty darn good coach, just based off of the numbers and everything that I've read. I know Diana Rossini had a long breakdown in The Athletic of the hire and where he's been. Coaches love him. So from just what I can see and what I can observe, it looks like a good coach. Now, is it a good hire? I don't know. We'll see. That is one thing that I'm trying to hold myself to, is having skepticism but not criticism of this new coaching staff, because we don't know. We don't have a sample size. Like, we can criticize Mike Vrabel for elevating Jason Hoetling to the offensive line coach because that was a move that we all know just didn't make any sort of sense. I can't criticize the hire because I don't know how it's going to turn out. We don't have a sample size. But in terms of skepticism, I do have skepticism about one thing that Willie, you and D-Mace touched on earlier. This is a lot of youth and inexperience on the coaching staff. Even Ran. Ran is in his second year as a general manager. Brian Callahan is a first-time head coach and is a first-time, full-time offensive play caller. Denard Wilson, this is his first opportunity as a defensive coordinator. There's a lot of newness. And Willie, you and I talked about this yesterday. Looking back at the history of first-time head coaches, offensive play callers, offensive-minded coaches, the trend is you bring in an old head DC. Like Sean McVay bringing in Wade Phillips and Mike McDaniel bringing in Vic Fangio as the defensive coordinator. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean
Lane Kiffin, Monty Kiffin.
different, same. Yes, exactly. Concept, yeah, right. Same concept. Where you bring in kind of the experienced DC, so the offensive head coach can say, "Hey, you take care of the defense. You do it. I trust you. You've been around the block. You know you can do this." That doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right way. It's just kind of the trend that we've seen. So, bringing in a first-time DC at least brings up skepticism to, okay, if something goes wrong, who's going to be the counselor? You know, who's going to be the person that you're able to say, okay, you just take care of it? And Charles Robinson was on with Robbie and Rexroad this morning and made a very fair point of sometimes when you bring in previous coaches or previous D coordinators, they already have their system and their philosophy, and they're not always willing to change. Whereas in first-time DC, hey, let's work together on this. What kind of a team do we want to be? What kind of philosophy do we want to bring? What kind of culture do we want to have? It's a lot more malleable with young and inexperienced head coaches, but you don't have that seasoned, experienced veteran to kind of fall back on a little bit. So there's pros and cons to both, but that is one skepticism that I do have is this is a young staff overall as a whole.
Well, I mean, yes, you can look at it from that standpoint, and there's nothing wrong with it because you would be exactly absolutely right. This is a young, from the individuals that they've hired already, this is a young staff, but it's a young staff that has been around veteran coaches, whether it be Denard Wilson, whether it be Brian Callahan, or anybody else they choose to bring in. Yes, they may be young, but they've been around seasoned and veteran coaches, so they're able to pick their brains, and then they're able to add those things to their coaching style. Not to say that, you know, it's their coaching style is going to be like the older coaches' coaching style, but they take little bits and pieces from them, implement it in what they potentially want to do as they move up the ladder in regards to OC or DC.
Right.
But, you know, you're getting a lot of wisdom. Let's not lose sight of that, too.
Yeah.
You're getting a lot of wisdom and a lot of years from these older coaches that they've coached with on these particular rosters. You look at Baltimore. John Harbaugh has been there 17 years. So I'm sure he's learned a lot from John Harbaugh or Mike McDonald. McDonald, who's been a DC not only with the Ravens, but he was a DC in college. So you're getting, you know, information from these guys that you're able to implement and use as a teaching tool for other people. So I'm not too worried about sort of the inexperience, because if you look at their careers, they've coached with some very veteran coaches.
Yeah, and of course you learn a lot from the people around you. Mm-hmm. But my thought is you don't know until you do it.
Exactly.
You're not going to know until you get thrown into the fire, that you can learn as much as you can possibly learn in a certain role, learning from somebody else. But until you're in that role, until you're the one making the decisions, you know, you kind of learn on the fly. You learn on the job. But we'll continue this conversation coming up next. Want to get into your thoughts on the Titans defensive coordinator. Again, the Titans are hiring Denard Wilson, Ravens defensive backs coach, as their next defensive coordinator. Now, I did say I will withhold criticism, but skepticism I do think is fair. There's another thing that I have questions about. Going back to Ran and Denard Wilson's experience together in St. Louis and with the Rams. So was this a Ran hire or was this Brian Callahan hire? We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline Willie D. Mace, we are brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.
What do you think about a staff of like head coach and both coordinators, you know, as I guess, quote unquote, up and comers?
Well, so it's interesting. One of the things about Wilson that's a little different, I mean, he started his career as a scout. You know, I'm always interested in these guys who go from, you know, Brian Flores is one of those guys who began as in personnel and then moved over to coaching. You know, yeah, Wilson, like I said, I've talked to people with the Rams about him before. They still have a really high opinion of him. I wouldn't have been surprised if he even made his way to LA after Raheem Morris left. But, you know, like you said, a ton of experience. The Ravens, I will say this, running the secondary for the Ravens last year was no cakewalk, because Mike McDonald ran a super complicated defense asked a lot of the DBs. There was a lot of position flexibility there. Kyle Hamilton was, you know, hey, you want to play, you know, this deep third coverage for Kyle Hamilton. We're also going to have him in man-to-man. We're also going to, you know, blitz him a lot. And, you know, so Wilson certainly saw a pretty significant part of a scheme and was overseeing a number of individuals were asked to do a lot of, like, complicated things, which I think is great.
On with Robbie and Joe this morning. Caroline, Willie, D. Mays, we're broadcasting live from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville Studios, keeping your home feeling comfortable all year round. The Titans have hired their new defensive coordinator, Ravens defensive backs coach Denard Wilson. Now, I do have concern about the experience level, but just looking at the numbers, everywhere he has gone, he has been successful. And as Charles Robinson said in that clip, like, Mike McDonald runs a really complex defense. So being able to kind of coach it up, coach the DBs up to a top five pass defense in the league, it's encouraging. So I don't have criticisms about the hire, but I do have a skepticism, and that is just simply the inexperience. The other thing is, we said going into this process of interviewing offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, building the coaching staff around Brian Callahan. I wanted Brian Callahan to kind of have carte blanche to build his coaching staff the way that he wanted to. Denard Wilson was with the Rams from 2012 to 2016 as a defensive quality control coach and the DBs coach across different periods of his time with the Rams. Rand Carthon was with the Rams from 2012 to 2016. So I have to believe they're very familiar with one another. They have a history with one another. Denard Wilson does not have a history, just based off the teams that they've worked with. Maybe they do have a history that I'm not aware of. He does not have a history that I'm aware of with Brian Callahan. So this looks to me, at least on the surface, to be a Rand Carthon hire. What do we make of that?
I mean, it could be, could very well be. We saw the description of Rand's new job and what it entailed, and what he was going to be tasked to do. And, you know, a part of that task was the coaching staff. Now, whether we agree with it or not, that's a different story. But his job title and description of his job does, you know, lead us to believe that, you know, this might have been, you know, a suggested hire by him. I'm not going to say he just went in there and interviewed Denard Wilson and said, hey, listen, Brian, he's going to be your next coach. He's going to be your next DC. I think he may have had, you know, he highly suggested that, you know, considering where they want to go, because I think all of this is lining up the way that the Tennessee Titans want it to. I said last year, once they fired Vrabel, I said Amy wanted her team back. She wanted the lines of communication back. She wanted the hierarchy back in this organization. It seemed like it was a little bit out of whack, and some of it was her fault because we know what she did, you know, in the middle of the season with John Robinson. But she wanted that back in order, and I think the hiring is suggesting just that they're getting things back in order. And what I mean by that is this: everybody seems to be on the same page in regards to how they see this organization being ran, how they see this organization being coached. I said it earlier, it's about teaching these men what I want them to learn, being a stickler about teaching, not yelling at someone, but it's about teaching. So you look at Brian Callahan, he's a teacher. You look at Denard Wilson, where he's been, he's a teacher. So this hire may have been a Rand, you know, suggestion, you know, a very high suggestion, but I don't think it was Rand walking in, interviewing the guy and say, hey, listen, this is your next DC. I think Brian was in a meeting also, probably liked a lot what Denard Wilson had to say. But it was Rand that said, hey, listen, this may be a perfect match for you and him. And I think ultimately it was Brian's decision to bring him on, but it was because of the influence of Rand Carthon. I could be wrong on that.
I got the same sense. I think they're both in there in the meetings. I think when they're all around the same age, I do think that kind of helps – them all sort of truly work together.
Collaborate.
I didn't want to use that word, but you. I was trying to find the other word. But that's what I'm saying. And that's probably why Rand Carthon is not at the Senior Bowl. I think he sees this as important. I don't think it was, hey, this is the guy. This is the guy. Although, one thing that Charles Robinson said that I have read as well is it's not like Denard Wilson was this out-of-nowhere name that only the Titans were interested in. It seems like he was a hot name
on the block.
Yeah, and so that probably got him in the door. And then from there, it was, is this the right fit? What do we like about him? Does he want to be here? Like, I think that probably says something that, you know, it's not like, I got nowhere else to go, so I'll take the Titans. Right. Like, I think he may have chosen the Titans. Like, he may have had another opportunity to be a DC somewhere.
And just based off of everything that I've read, I think that he did. That he was one of the top non-DC DC candidates. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Not currently a defensive coordinator, but an up-and-coming defensive coordinator prospect. I mean, even in, I read an Athletic article put out by Jeff Zriebick. He covers the Ravens for the Athletic. And Denard Wilson was listed as a potential candidate to take over as the Ravens defensive coordinator. This was written before Mike McDonald took the job, took the head job. But if Mike McDonald was to leave the Ravens, that Denard Wilson would be a candidate to be the next defensive coordinator in Baltimore. So, no, it's not like it's just some no name that came out of nowhere of like, oh, really? Like, he's going to be a defensive coordinator? To be totally fair, yes, Denard Wilson was a hot name on the DC block. But I do hope, and I don't know how things went down behind the scenes, nor do I think we're ever going to know exactly what happened behind the scenes. But I would hope that this is how it went down, that Rand said, look, this one guy, Denard Wilson, in Baltimore, he's been killing it everywhere he goes. I know him from my time with the Rams, and he's great. You know, he makes great connections with the players, great defensive mind. I'll be able to get him in here with my relationship with him. I want you to get to know him. I want you to talk to him. This is your coaching staff. Ultimately, you get to make the final decision. So I would hope that the relationship with Rand and the history with the Rams got him in the door, and Brian Callahan ultimately made that decision. Now, that is my hope. I don't know if that happened. I hope that Rand didn't say, look, this is the guy that is going to be our next defensive coordinator, whether you like it or not. That isn't very collaborative. So I would hope that it is more so, look, let's do this together. This is a guy that I know. This is a guy that I like. Not a guy that I'm going to force on you, but a guy that I think could be a really great addition to our coaching staff.
But, I mean, he said, you know, in his press conference or subsequently after that, Brian Callahan, listen, he's looking for a defensive coordinator that has made his life a living H-E double hockey stick. And they had trouble in Cincinnati throwing the football against the Baltimore Ravens. Now, you know, the score wouldn't indicate that was the case. But if you look into the numbers, I mean, Joe Burrow, he wasn't lighting up the world last year when he played in the first game. And I think the second game, Jake Browning wasn't lighting up the world against that secondary. So if we are to believe what he said, then this is a, you know, we would assume this is a one of those hires. You know, you're hiring a guy that you had trouble with from a defensive standpoint, and not just from a defensive standpoint, more importantly, the secondary. You got one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League, one of the best, if not the best core group of wide receivers, and y'all had trouble against this team, you know, throwing the football. So if we are to believe what he said in his press conference, this was one of those moves.
And looking at that AFC Championship game, that wasn't a game that I could look back and say, man, that Ravens defense really blew it for them. They gave up 17 points to the Chiefs.
A couple of unbelievable throws by Mahomes that are not on the script.
Like, right. Mahomes just did Mahomes things.
I think Mahomes is the best I've ever seen at throwing what looks like a pass you would never teach a quarterback to throw. You would tell them, in this situation, you do not throw the ball. You take the sack or you throw it out of bounds, whatever. Like, even you would tell him to take the sack, like, rather than in the position he's in, even try to throw it out of bounds or throw it away, per se. Mm-hmm. But he completes more passes than any quarterback I've ever seen in funky moves where he is it looks like he's off balance. He's throwing off his back foot. He's throwing to an area where the ball is floating up in the air.
Weird, like
yeah, he puts air under the ball where you're thinking, you know, when you do that, this is ripe for an interception.
Right.
But he knows where to throw it. So that kind of lends to what you're saying. The defense is doing everything you can do. Everything you can do.
Right.
And sometimes there's this, you can't defend what Mahomes does. But they held them to 17 points. Mm-hmm. I think they did a lot of good things in that game. They had a really good season overall.
They've done great things defensively all season long. I mean, the Ravens defense is always something that if you're playing the Ravens, I'm like, man, that's going to be tough to be able to put up points. And Denard Wilson, I do think, is part of that. I want to get into your thoughts on this, your reaction to the Titans hire. Again, Ravens defensive backs coach Denard Wilson will be the Titans' next defensive coordinator. We'll get into your thoughts and your reaction on that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight as Vanderbilt women's basketball takes on Mississippi at home. Pregame at 6:15 p.m., tip-off at 6:30 p.m. with coverage also available on 94.9 The Fan app. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, stay tuned into 93.3 Classic Hits this Saturday as MTSU takes on Western Kentucky on the road. Pregame at 6:30 p.m., tip-off at 7 p.m. with coverage also available on 93.3 Classic Hits app and at 93.3ClassicHits.com.
This is Coming Attractions, Caroline. Now that we're in the bye week and I have a chance to come up for air a little bit out of the hockey world, This is when I'm going to catch up on my college hoops. I will be ready to talk college hoops and we would come down the stretch. There will not
awfully
be discussion.
Brave of you to do that there after the Auburn Vanderbilt game.
I wasn't going to go there. I was going to try not to bring that game up.
Perfect timing for Willie to be able to truly invest in.
I was going to mention though that in my discussion this year of who's in, who's out, I'm guessing Vanderbilt's probably not going to come up as much as it did last year.
Yeah, it's not.
Probably
yeah.
not.
Not at all.
I'm going to have a much harder time campaigning for Vanderbilt to get a tournament bid this year than I did last year.
Okay.
That's
alas.
Okay.
But I will still do my duty, as I've always done, whether Vanderbilt is in the mix or not in the mix, and I will be ready to tell you what's going on in college hoops. I'm excited about
Hoops
that.
With Willie.
Yes.
There we go.
The Titans have found their defensive coordinator, former Ravens D-backs coach, and he was the defensive backs coach in Philadelphia from 2021 to 2022, so he was along for the Super Bowl ride in the 2022 season. Denard Wilson will be the next Titans defensive coordinator. Want to get your reaction and your thoughts on that. 615-737-1025 is the phone number, and our phone lines are driven by Wilson County Hyundai. One texter texts in, says, Mike Vrabel was a teacher. Remember the don't do the dumb bleep to hurt the team. I'm so excited about the future of this team. It seems like a breath of fresh air. It also seems like Jared's blatant hatred for Rand Carthon must be rubbing off on Caroline. What did I say?
I don't think you said
Rand Carthon. I think that Rand Carthon's a really cool guy. I think he's a nice guy. I don't know what I said.
I don't think you said it. I think because you said you're not criticizing. You're just cautious with, you know, and I think a lot of people are that way in regards to Rand and Brian, and I'm sure they were that way with Mike Vrabel. Like, listen, we like the hires, but we're not going to sit here and jump out on a limb and say, this is the guy that's going to lead us to a Super Bowl and multiple Super Bowls. It takes time for that sort of confidence in your coaching staff, in your leadership. It takes time for that to build so you then can go out and feel confident enough to say, hey, listen, what Rand has done and what Brian has done, they've assembled a damn good roster, a roster we believe as a city can win a Super Bowl. We're not there yet. Mm-hmm. So you can't. I'm with you. I like Rand a lot. I think he's going to do a good job. But it still doesn't stop me from being a little hesitant because of where this franchise is at now and how much work both he and Brian Callahan has to do to get this roster back to more than just competing, but winning lots of games.
This wasn't a good team last year.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
They've
got all peachy.
And they have to replace one of the greatest players in franchise history unless they bring back Derrick Henry. I'm going to believe he's not going to be back unless I'm totally shocked. And you're moving on from a quarterback who's been your quarterback for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Right? You're transitioning to a younger. So there's a lot of holes to fill And I think the bottom line is when you're new at what you do and you're young, you got to earn your stripes. And until you do, there's going to be a lot of people saying, well, let's see. Let's see if the guy's... And you had this narrative that was built, as we mentioned, as Vrabel was under fire of, hey, he wasn't Vrabel's guy. He didn't get along with Vrabel. What's going on? Was he brought to the table by the league? Did they really even... You know, there was a lot of questions brought up that kind of, I thought, and I don't want to use the term smear, but it kind of clouded a little bit of, hey, is Rank Arthur really capable of being a GM? And these are just,
it was undermining a
hire. Yes. I thought so too.
And look at the Matt LaFleur hire. I mean, that was kind of, that was not a Mike Vrabel hire. That was a hire made from the higher ups. And I don't think that it was really a mystery that Mike Vrabel and Matt LaFleur didn't really get along that well. And the Titans offense wasn't that great that season. So that, I think it's fair to have some skepticism of where hires are made and where the influence comes from. It doesn't mean that it's a bad hire. It doesn't mean that this is going to be a great defense. And it doesn't mean that this is going to be a terrible defense. Time will tell. Another part on that is Terrell Williams. It has taken a job with the, why am I blanking? The Bears, right?
The Lions.
The Lions. Detroit Lions. Thank you. My goodness.
Yeah. Lions, Tigers, Bears. You know, it's easy to
all of
all the same could, family. Yeah.
Two of them are in Detroit, the Tigers and the Lions. So he's taken a job with the Lions. That's another thing is Terrell Williams has kind of been that anchor for the defensive coaching staff. He did so well, you know, turning Tyrre Tart from an undrafted free agent to now what was a force for the Titans for the long time. So that's another hit that you're taking to the coaching staff. And it's a veteran staff member that you don't have on the coaching staff anymore on the defensive side of the ball. Another texter texts in, says, I like the hire, especially since he has a DB background. That's been an area that the Titans have struggled in for quite some time. Ain't that the truth? Says, I think that we can have an above average back end, then this defense could possibly be a top five defense. I just don't know how long it will take them to get the right players. I wonder what this hire does for guys like Caleb Farley and Christian Fulton, who struggled last year.
Who's Caleb Farley?
That's a good question, Willie.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Where is he? No, I'm
I doubt playing. Christian Fulton is here.
Well, do you think
no.
Fulton? I don't think.
No, you know what?
But of course, it's a new
exactly.
day, right?
Absolutely. I'm not sure. I'm not going to completely rule out that Christian Fulton is not back. You know, because it's a new coaching staff. Rand possibly looks at him a little bit different than what Mike Vrabel did. So you know, he may sign a 1 year. Contract, you know, and kind of work that way. But you know, this defense, and we talked about this at length, you know, at the beginning of the season, we assumed, and this is why we are disappointed now at the defense. We assumed that this defense was going to be at least a top 10 defense or a top 12 defense. Why? Because of their defensive front, whether it was Landry, Simmons, Tyrre Tart, Azeez that they brought in. We thought this front seven was going to be the strength of their team. And I've always said that the Achilles heel to me was going to be their secondary. And it was, along with, you know, now the defensive line, because they didn't play well enough all season. And listen, they had injuries too. I can understand that. But I think they were a disappointment considering what we expected from them this season. You bring in a guy that has coached DBs, that understands DBs, to a team that direly needs someone to coach this secondary up. Because if anything, like you said, Caroline, if this is a middle of the road to a little bit higher than that secondary, then this defense is a top 10 defense, I believe. They just don't have that right now.
And what did Brian Callahan say in his opening press conference? The team that passes the best wins the most. That's an offensive philosophy, but looking at the defensive side of the ball, the team that stops the pass might equal some wins as well. Something that the Titans struggle to do.
It kind of is related, right? It's
it
all
is
connected.
Related. There is, if there's one side of the ball, there's another side of the ball as well. All right, we'll continue to get into your thoughts on that. But coming up next, tough one for the Predators last night. We talk about playoffs, not just about making the playoffs, but also because Barry Trotz has a tough decision to make coming up with the trade deadline in just over 1 month. So what's Barry's plan at the trade deadline. He shared that with Jared on Stillman & Company yesterday. We will break down what Barry Trotz had to say about what he wants to do, plans to do, or is planning to do at the trade deadline. We'll get into that coming up next. Elliot Friedman in 1 hour. Caroline Willie D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.